This is the University Spotlight on Beyond the Headlines. I'm KUNR General Manager David Stipik with University of Nevada, Reno President Mark Johnson. Welcome, Mark.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
President Johnson, we can feel the excitement in the air on campus as we approach graduation time here at the university. The quad is roped off so the grass can be ready to host the ceremonies, and students are focused and busy as the spring 2015 commencement exercises are just 2 weeks away from today and tomorrow, May 15th and 16th. And in the spirit of graduation, Mark, you've invited two guests today, not the faculty this time, but it's a visit with two of the graduates. Ruchi Gokur is already an accomplished researcher who received her bachelor's degree from India, and she'll receive her Ph.D. in materials science from the University of Nevada. Jake Pereira has served as the ASUN student body president and will receive his bachelor's in business administration degree focusing on economics. Mark, before I turn the microphone over to you, let's go ahead and have your guests introduce themselves.
It's a pleasure to be here and meet President Johnson today. I'm Ruchi Gokur. I am a Ph.D. student in materials science department. I have joined this department in fall 2012, and I will be graduating, and I'm really excited about it.
Thank you. My name is Jake Pereira. Thank you, President Johnson, for having me here today. I am a student in the College of Business, focusing on business and administration with an economics minor, and will also be pursuing a minor in Spanish. I found a passion here at the university for leadership, and I just finished serving as ASUN president at the university, and I will be walking this spring.
Wonderful. There's nothing like a graduation ceremony on the iconic quad at the University of Nevada, Reno. There are actually people who postpone graduation from December to have the opportunity to graduate on the quad with the green grass and the blue sky. And it's just a memorable experience. Ruchi, I'd like for you to pursue a bit about how you got to the University of Nevada, Reno, how you found Reno, and how you've chosen to pursue your degree here.
I came to Reno because it's a great department, material science. I like this field because it's an interdisciplinary field. It's a combination of physics, chemistry, and electronics. I am from a chemistry background, but I wanted to do something more applied. So I wanted to come in the interdisciplinary field like material science. And we have a great department here. We have all the latest technologies available here, and we have a great faculty who take time to mentor us. We are learning well here.
You know, young people are at a real transition point in your lives, and you were telling me earlier about all the things that have happened to you because you are a young person in terms of getting married and having children,
right?
And like, and your faculty has been very flexible with you.
Right.
This is a great story.
Right.
And it represents some of the challenges that our young students have here, because there are many aspects to their lives besides going to class.
So yes, I have done my master's in chemistry from India, and then I got married and I came to US. I actually started a PhD degree in India, but I left that degree because my husband was here in US. And I came to US and I joined the UNR Department of Material Science. And I'm really glad I did that, especially my advisor, Dr. Dev Chidambaram. He has been so much supportive to me throughout. And as I told you before, I had a baby last year. I have a daughter. And throughout my pregnancy, all the faculty members and my lab mates and everyone was very supportive. My advisor made sure that I am not working with any harsh chemicals. And after that, it's been a year, and he's always been supportive. He lets me work on my own times, and he gives me flexibility, and he let me think on my own. So that's something I will always remember, and I will always appreciate. I'm very thankful to him.
Many people tell me that one of the characteristics of the University of Nevada, Reno, is the very friendly people that we have here.
Yes.
And to have a supportive faculty that sees to your studies, but at the same time as your personal life, is something that you can expect here. I'd like to turn to Jake and ask Jake where he comes from, how he found the University of Nevada, Reno as an out-of-state student, and what your experience has been here.
Yeah, originally I was from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and one of my earliest passions was baseball. So in high school, I really wanted to pursue playing collegiate baseball. And one of the places that I was looking into was the University of Nevada, Reno. And I came down here for a baseball camp, toured the campus, met some of the administrators, and instantly fell in love with the campus and the university as a whole. Then once I decided I wasn't going to play baseball anymore, it was a pretty clear choice that the University of Nevada was the place for me to come pursue my degree. Being the son of two business owners, I knew that I wanted to pursue a career in business. When I got here, I wasn't quite sure what that would look like. Through the help of my faculty, some of the organizations I've been involved in, I was able to, you know, figure out what I wanted to do with that. And also here, I found a passion for leadership, and I think that's been a really big part of my university experience, whether it's involvement in a student government, in my fraternity. I've developed a passion for organizational structure, and that's kind of guided what I want to do after graduation.
Well, Jack, you've been a very effective president of the student body.
Thank you.
You've been very active coming to monthly meetings with the president and the vice president for student services. You've really taken the messages of university policy back to the students and created a wonderful communication between the students and the administration of the university, which is very important to us.
Absolutely, and I think that's been one of the most positive aspects of my experience here at the University of Nevada is just how willing to work with students the faculty and administrators are. I can speak personally to working with you, how willing you've been, and I know the students are very appreciative of that.
Appreciate that. Richie, what are you going to do with this PhD degree?
I want to be a scientist. I love research, and I'm working with renewable energy. And I love this field, and I want to do something in this field so that I can help my society and environment.
Excellent. And Jake, now that you're very well qualified with a degree from the University of Nevada, Reno, what's your next step?
Yeah, so my next step is June 1st. I'll be starting with Microsoft here in Reno, working in their operations division with an internship. And I'm very excited to be starting my career with a company like Microsoft. And then this fall, after finishing up my internship with Microsoft, I'll be traveling to Spain to do an immersive language program. Mm-hmm. Hopefully pick up some Spanish. My goal is to become bilingual and then come back here to Reno and work for Microsoft once again.
I'd say que bueno. it's a wonderful goal.
Yes.
A goal I've had for many years and have not achieved. So I wish you well by going over there.
Thank you.
This is the University Spotlight on KUNR's Beyond the Headlines. I'm David Stipik. And with graduation just 2 weeks away, University of Nevada, Reno President Mark Johnson is visiting with two students today from the university who are both leaders in their different paths as they prepare to graduate. Ruchi Gokur is about to receive her PhD in materials science, and ASUN President Jake Pereira will earn his bachelor's degree in business administration.
Jake, give me a memory or two about you know, outside of class, what are you going to take away from your memories here that will draw you back through the years?
It's interesting. You mentioned the Quad being iconic and one of those places that really sticks out in people's mind. And I think it's very fitting that that's where our graduation ceremony takes place. And one of my first memories at the university was walking onto that quad and just being blown away by how beautiful it was. And to this day, it remains as one of my favorite, if not the favorite spot I have on campus. And looking back on the last 4 years, a lot of my favorite memories have been on that quad. One of the first nights here at the university my freshman year, we had the pancake feed with a couple thousand students out there celebrating being a University of Nevada student. Then moving forward, I think a memory you share with me as well is the March from the Arch ceremonies and starting downtown and then marching up to the quad and being able to once again celebrate the University of Nevada. And I think that's what I'm going to take away most is sharing that experience with fellow students, faculty, alumni, community members, and really being a part of something bigger than myself.
Richie, graduate school is so much different than undergraduate school. You did an undergraduate program in India, and then you came here. Say something about your experience here from your graduate student experience that you'll carry with you as a great memory.
I have studied in India, and I am doing my PhD here now. The advantage, I think, is that here I get opportunity to work with a lot of latest technologies. Sometimes we don't get all of these technologies as undergrad students. So as graduate student, we get the opportunity to work on that. And we are allowed to think independently and to solve the problems by ourselves. We can't go to the advisor every time we have a small problem. So I think that's what is the main goal of a PhD, that we should know that how to deal with the problems by ourselves. I will take all this forward along with the good memories I had in lab with my lab mates and friends, and all this will be part of me forever.
Well, I can tell you're a very independent woman because you're a very accomplished researcher already, having quite a number of peer-reviewed journal articles to your credit, and you're not even out of school yet.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm just trying to learn, and I think I have to learn a lot in my future.
So, Jake, you have gone here from like age 18 to 22 or some
near that.
How has the university helped you turn from a high school senior into a person ready to go and be a contributor to industry in Nevada?
Absolutely. I think it's been a couple different channels of my life. First, coming here to the University of Nevada from Idaho, not knowing a single person, I really had a choice to either sit in my dorm room and let my college experience pass me by or really go out and make the most of it. And I think that's the first part that I've really learned from the university, was that you need to make the most of it. And being in an environment that we have here, it was able to happen. And that's from the help of faculty, my friends, administrators like yourself, people really believing in me and showing me that I can make the most out of an experience. So that's first. Then in the classroom too, I've learned a lot being a student at the College of Business through some of my professors, especially in the last few years. I've been able to compete in business case competitions, and it's really taught me how to think. And I think that's one of the most important things I'm going to take out, is that analytical style of thinking and being able to think outside the box and think bigger and process improvement are the biggest things. And, you know, it makes me really excited to move on to the next step, knowing I have this experience under my belt.
That's a great similarity between the two of you. You mentioned that you have an opportunity to grow your critical thinking skills, your independent thinking skills, so that you can really be prepared to think on your own and go into your industries. Ruchi, do you have a next job, or are you looking for a position in a company or a university?
I'm looking for a position in industry right now, where I can settle down with my husband somewhere together.
Excellent. I hope there are some business leaders listening right now, and they'll call you up and try to get you hired in their company before someone else finds you.
Thank you so much.
Jake, how would you take a high school student and guide them in this direction?
Yeah, I've actually had a chance to work with a few high school students that are coming to the University of Nevada, and I think one of the most effective ways to get them excited about the University of Nevada is to show them how excited, even 4 years later, I still am about the University of Nevada. So talking about the experience that I personally have had, I mean, this really is a top-notch university, and whatever you want to do, there is something for you here. Getting a chance to work with the faculty in the College of Business as a student has been really important to me. One of my professors, Professor Rafiq Beacon, has really taken me almost under his wing and been a really good mentor to me and pushed me in the School of Business. And then working with faculty as president too has shown me another side of that and given me a greater appreciation for what they do and their goals at this institution as well.
This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. Today, University of Nevada, Reno President Mark Johnson is visiting with just two of the many impressive university students about to graduate in 2 weeks. Ruchi Gakur has several published papers already and will earn her PhD in materials science. And student body president Jake Pereira will be receiving his bachelor's degree in business administration, focusing on economics.
Ruchi, have you taken advantage of some of the great speakers, great musical events, athletic events? Have you had any time away from writing all your journal articles to do some of the other things that are offered here?
Not much, because after my lab, I have to take care of my daughter. So I have been really busy with that. But I did enjoy some time away with my lab mates and my lab group, and along with our advisor, to some barbecue parties and some lab meetings we have. Mm-hmm. So I did had a nice time on the campus.
Good. There is a social element to becoming a professional here, and that's part of having a friendly campus here.
Right.
And I suppose, Jake, as a fraternity guy and the like, you've had a pretty good round of social activities, but there are many developmental activities and arts and science lectures. And
absolutely, and I think that's been another phenomenal aspect of my experience here on the University of Nevada campus, is the balance of activities. I mean, you get the social aspect from the fraternity and sorority life, if that's not what you're interested in, we have over 200 clubs and organizations on this campus. So working through ASUN, I've really seen how students are able to find their niche that way. And then campus programming, whether it's academic programming or student government programming, anything from concerts to speakers to barbecues. And then athletics also provides a whole other avenue mm-hmm. for students and community to come together. And some of my fondest memories have been that as well.
I remember that difference between undergraduate and graduate school, where I went to football games in undergraduate school and I went to the library reserve room in graduate school. It's quite a different experience, and it just gets deeper and deeper. Graduation is a tremendous experience. This year, because of our tremendous growth, we're going to have 3 graduation ceremonies. Also differently this year, we're going to have a different graduation speaker at each one of the ceremonies, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what these individuals have to say. So we're looking forward to wonderful graduation ceremonies, and congratulations to both of you for doing very, very well here in your respective fields, and wish you the very, very best into the future, and stay close to your university as alum.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So President Johnson, Mark, I'm watching you interact with these bright young students here, but I just see you really light up with this. I know you do pizza and lunches and various gatherings with students, and you're on campus, and I think this clearly is one of the highlights of what you do here.
Absolutely. Students are our purpose, and to actually interact through the many years. I've known Jake for a couple years now. The interaction with students is a pure joy for me. And as I see the students mature, they identify their passions, but also their talents, and they find an ability here to interact with professors in their fields and really grow mentally, physically, emotionally, and professionally. It's just great to see. I love walking over to the union for lunch from time to time. The student employees are always so friendly. I usually stop to talk to a few students along the way, and it's the joy of my day.
So, President Johnson, what do impressive students like Ruchi and Jake represent for you personally and for the university?
What many people don't understand about a university setting is that we take typically young people, but not always young people, but we take them young in mind and give them opportunities to chart their own path to develop themselves personally and professionally. And you have an opportunity to watch them grow. And when they leave the University of Nevada, Reno, they have had lots of hands-on experience, as you've heard here today, in business and in the sciences. They are confident in their ability to use the knowledge as they go to work in industry or in science. So it's just wonderful to see this progression. And it's a personal reward for me to be associated with the university, where each of these individuals can take an individual path and develop themselves and prepare themselves to become part of society.
Mark, I can see the pride well up in you as you speak, and in just 2 weeks from now, there will be a lot of community pride on the quad for graduation ceremonies. All the best with commencement weekend coming up, and thanks for leading the visit with your student guest today.
Thank you, David.
And that wraps up the University Spotlight on KUNR's Beyond the Headlines. Today, University of Nevada, Reno President Mark Johnson has been visiting with 2 students about to take part in graduation ceremonies here in 2 weeks, May 15th and 16th. And we want to say thanks for this nice visit to Ruchi Kakur, earning her PhD in materials science, and Jake Pereira, receiving his bachelor's degree in business administration, focusing on economics. And a reminder of the schedule for graduation weekend that President Johnson referred to. It's a new format this year. The spring commencement exercises for 2015 will take place in 3 different ceremonies held over 2 days, May 15th and 16th. Each ceremony will focus on particular colleges, granting both the undergraduate and graduate degrees together for each of those colleges. All ceremonies are held on the historic quad on the south end of campus. At 8 a.m. Friday, May 15th, it's the College of Agriculture, Biotechnology, and Natural Resources, plus the College of Business and Division of Health Sciences. Later that day, Friday, May 15th, 4:55 p.m., College of Engineering and College of Science. And then the following morning, 8 a.m. Saturday, May 16th, it's the College of Education, College of Liberal Arts, and the Reynolds School of Journalism. Plan to arrive early and count on heavy traffic and a lot of pedestrians during those times. And you can find more information about the schedule at kunr.org, as well as the university's website, unr.edu. Thanks again and congratulations to our 2 graduating students in the studio today and to all the graduates, families, and friends during this exciting time at the University of Nevada, Reno. I'm General Manager David Stipik, and this is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR.